welcome to the first ever episode of The Roast Mortem. How's it going, guys? How the hell are... Do it differently because it's new.
Okay, interesting.
Welcome to the first ever episode of The Roast Mortem. How's it going, guys? Hector, is it? Jesus! For the feckin' Jesus, Irish TV presenter. Welcome back to The Roast Mortem.
How the hell are you? How are your hearts? And by the way, lads, how are the feckin' heads? Jesus. Wouldn't you up it for the crack with the lads?
Last one. Okay. Welcome to The Roast Mortem. That's it. How's it going, guys? How the hell are you? How are your hearts? And of course, how are your heads? Guys, how's it going? How are you doing? It's great to be here. Happy bloody roast day, wherever it is that you're listening, whenever it is you're listening, and of course, whoever it is you are listening with. My name is Mark Meegan, and I am joined by my fearless sidekick, forever cheerful as he cheerleads me away through the show as I give him an earful, Mystery Mick. How are we?
I'm very well, Mark. How are you?
I'm very well as well. Good to be here in the Roast Mortem.
Indeed.
Every single week, we open up the oven. We preheat the oven first to a cool 180 degrees. We let that thing just warm up. Then we open the oven and we reveal a new subject to be taken out. Michael, do me a favour.
Okay.
What temperature is the oven at now?
It's getting spicy. It's getting up there.
It's getting spicy. I don't understand. How could an inanimate object be spicy? Have you got some sort of sensory issue?
The things I let you away with, and you are so pedantic.
You cheated on your... No, imagine. Straight for the gullet.
Wow.
There's always one of those kids. The kids that just can't take a joke. There was a guy in my class, Charles. I remember one time like slagging a pair of his trainers, and he was like, well, your parents got divorced. Cheers. You're right, but also wrong. So, good luck. Anyway, the oven. It's hot.
It's not spicy, it's hot.
It's okay, I like to hear it. This week in the Roast Mortem, Michael, what are we, in your second serving of delicious cynicism, what are we serving the listeners with?
Okay, Mark.
So we put out a question box, well not a question box, I put out a thing on Instagram asking people to message me to see what they wanted me to roast in this episode of the Roast Mortem, and I got a few. I gave Michael access to my DMs on a very temporary basis, and he is about to deliver one of the DMs. I'm going in blind, so this is sort of blind roasting, which I do think makes it a little bit more interesting than the usual show. And yeah, we're about to get into it. Also, if you want to sponsor the show, get in touch either with me or with Bauer directly, but I know the bonus is going to be existing by itself, so it's open for sponsorship. So if you've a business, small, medium or large, and you got them shekels, get involved. Okay, Mystery Mick, open up the oven there.
Okay.
Have you got the apron on?
I do.
Good man.
Cook. I have cooked.
You have good stuff. So you're in the cooking process.
Yes.
Okay, so
now.
I'm trying to get a visual going. So I'm walking into the kitchen. Mystery Mick is there. He's got the apron on. He's nude underneath.
Yes.
He has got an apple up his bum and stuffing in his goot. No. And then you've opened the... Already lost the sponsor. Open the oven.
Yes.
What have you got for me?
Hey, Mark. Love the pod.
Brilliant.
Himself and I... are getting married. This is the listener, not me.
Okay.
Himself and I are getting married in October, and the only thing that we're struggling with is whether to have a day two or not.
Oh.
We're not big drinkers, and we think we'll be all partied out of it by the time the big day is done. The problem is my hubby to be has half of his football team coming, who I believe are more interested in the session than seeing us get married, and there's a big pressure to make a weekend out of it. What do you think we should do?
Okay, yeah, good luck. Don't get married to a man that's friends with footballers.
So
annul the fucker. Cancel it. Give back the ring.
Don't have a day one.
Don't have a day, yeah, forget the day two. No, I would say I hate day twos of weddings.
I totally agree.
The day two is the most irrelevant. It's as needless as an influencer sharing their opinion on the cost of living crisis. It's just not something the world needs to... I just feel... I don't care. It's not necessary.
For our generation.
Yeah, yeah. No, the greatest of all is when an influencer tries to go on after... The phrase that they use, it's the catch-all phrase for any massive event.
Go on.
With everything that's going on. Brilliant. PhD in geopolitics. Day twos, no. Look, the day one of a wedding is a nightmarish experience. And as somebody who was sober I actually, here's one for you. I would go as far as saying I almost prefer weddings when I'm sober.
I would agree with that.
They are more manageable.
And more enjoyable. Like.
More, well, also because it's not about me. You yeah, can actually yeah. just go and go, do you know what? I'm actually happy for the couple. Mm. Now, you know, if you're going to a wedding that's not somebody that you know that's like attached to your partner. Yeah, needles in the eyes. Don't care. Your dad's speech is boring. It's a CV. This is shit. Oh, look at Auntie Mildred. Don't sit her near me, please. She's a dribbling mess. She's not a rock star. Do you know what I mean? She's a racist. Like, I don't have any interest in other people's families.
Yeah.
What is that? Oh, look, people that think their grandmother's cute. No one else thinks your granny's cute, by the way.
No, not at all.
She's got a tree back and sides. She shouldn't be on the roads. Do you know what I mean? She's just a thug to us. She's a street thug that's causing near car accidents every day of the week.
And just says problematic things around the table.
Yeah, yeah. Time to go for a nap, Mildred. And when I say nap, I mean I'm wheeling you up to Nutgrove, to the old folks' home, dropping you on the outside on the fountain. I'm tossing you in the Trevi fountain. I'm tossing you in the fountain like a 2-year-old coin in the Trevi fountain, where a basic bitch gets a selfie. Roaming around. Brilliant. Think of another caption. I'm sick of it. Oh, can you Copenhagen? Yes, I can. I can't Copenhagen with any of this. These bad captions in Europe. Oh, roaming around. What's another one?
Oh, God.
Liz Gals. Or no, Portugals.
Portugals.
I think Liz Gals is the website I was on. Replace the Liz, of course, with Les and Gals with Paul. It's a guitar site. So oh, Gibson Les Paul. Great guitars, good strings. So good stuff. Back to the weddings. This is, as you might say, my boy, two coffees in, derangement levels. The day two of the wedding is the least necessary. Okay, one thing I will say, and I was actually only speaking to Darren about this last night. The one thing, and I would give you this advice as I'd give this lady. Please do whatever suits you for your wedding. Like, please, there will be so much noise. There will be a symphony of interference surrounding yourself and Kate and this lady and her partner throughout the entire build-up to their wedding. Everybody sticks their oar in. Like, myself and Darren did things in our own way that was unique to us. We made it ourselves, you know, we made it about ourselves. And at the time we were worrying, are we being selfish? Are we being whatever? Mm. But like, looking back, we are so, so happy. We have no regrets. The only one regret I have is two people I invited to the wedding.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the only regret that I have. There was two people that I invited who I was like, I shouldn't invite them. But then sort of sentimentality got the better of me. And I was like, oh, do you know what? Like, maybe you have to honour this like previous part of your life and yeah, yeah. whatever. Because I used to session with these two people.
I'm definitely struggling with that.
And I was like, maybe, you know, maybe there was more there. And this time, blah, blah, blah. Even though I sort of deep down knew there wasn't. And anyway, invited them. The two of them. I was coming back from the toilet after the main course, before the dessert even arrived. Mm. They were outside waiting to go home to your man's apartment because they were bored of the wedding because they couldn't do enough session there, so they're just heading back. Good stuff. And I haven't spoken to either of them since. And they're the only two people that, like, my gut was telling me don't invite them.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to invite some other good friend. That was my one ball drop on the whole thing. But in terms of, like, day twos and invitations and all the rest, like, it is truly one of the only times that's just about you two. And, like, myself and Darren are even realising now with the baby on the way, it will never be just about us ever again.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? That's over now. Yeah. So everything is about the baby. So if you maybe you have children already, I don't know. But if you don't, and this is just your thing, make it your fucking thing. Fuck the football, mates. Half of them, the last time, as somebody said to me, there are people that came to his wedding that he hasn't seen since his wedding.
Yeah.
And that will unfortunately be the case for many of us. So I would just say, just do whatever feels right for you. Like, fuck the footballers. Fuck the day two if you don't want it. If you do want it though as well, lean into it. Like, I'm a cynical rat who gets social anxiety and is sometimes rigor mortis levels of stiff when I walk into social situations. So I'm the wrong person to ask. But like, here's another one for you. The day two of the wedding is up there for me with the month's mind. Genuinely.
I'm nowhere to lie, because obviously the passing of my grandmother was only a couple of weeks. I got a text from my mother this morning about scheduling the month's mind.
Fucking irrelevant ass. The most depressing thing about the month's mind is that other punters are just in there for regular mass.
Yeah.
No one cares. And you're there with your life falling out of your bowels and you're like, oh, cool, you've got Susan there in a musto with her phone going off arranging badminton lessons for the kid. It's the month's mind is too soon.
Yes.
let me be very clear. I believe in the ritual of formal grief, right? And I think it's vital, because I think we have to actually actively take time to grieve things, whether it's a loved one like a family member or a pet. Because that's actually another point that I have. I think that society doesn't allow us mourn pets to the extent that we should.
Totally agree.
And I know people that don't have pets will go, oh, would you ever get up? No, no, no. This, the saddest situation in my life, in my sobriety, I was only about 6 months sober, and I met a man and I was chatting to him, and he was in his early 70s. And I said, are you okay? You just seem a little bit off. And he was like about a month sober, and he's like, my cat died this morning. She was 17. And he like burst into tears.
Yeah.
So it was, why are you looking at me like that?
I just feel like there's a very dark punchline coming now.
There's no, of course not.
No, it wouldn't be like it. No,
it wouldn't be. So yeah. You're mocking sobriety, really, man?
Oh, man.
Is that you? Acting Billy Big Boss. Anyway, yeah, devastating. But sorry, I really do believe in formal rituals of grief, because I think we have to mindfully take time to acknowledge what has happened.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, the mind just gets too busy and we try and distract from the sadness with life. And that can work on a short-term basis, but no. But the month's mind is too soon. It's far too soon. You've barely finished the feckin' lasagnas that have been dropped around, or the trick in it. Or the chicken and broccoli bakes.
Or the
barbecued pensioner's cat.
There we go.
Let's put another whiskers on the barbie. Sorry, Bernard. You go for a few snitzers. No, you just can't. Day twos of weddings. It's a nonsense. It's a complete nonsense. It's over. I think you're getting married.
Yeah.
Next year.
Mm-hmm.
June 2026.
June 2026.
Who's the invigilator or whatever it's called?
The invigilator, it's an exam, is it?
Some might say marriage is, mate. By the way, you're failing so far. Go on.
The officiant, celebrant, solemnizer, Mr. Megan.
Let's go.
Yes.
So I'm giving Michael away at his wedding. Or no, I'm not. I'm doing whatever.
Yeah.
It's my day.
It's your day.
Are you doing a day two?
Because we're doing it abroad, there will be a level of, not obligation, but I feel like we will do something. But it will be very relaxed. It will be in the evening. And if people want to come, they can. And if they don't, it will not bother us in the slightest.
So I actually disagree with the evening day two.
Okay.
I think a day two should happen hair of the dog.
Really?
I think if, and this is as somebody who obviously is a recovering alcoholic, doesn't drink anymore, but I can totally get behind a day two if it's like, let's just fucking get up and get back on it and keep the party going.
Yeah.
If there's too much of a gap, right, I think by five, six, I understand the intention is to make it easier for people, let people, like, you know, steady themselves, gather themselves, sort out the childcare, whatever. But I think there's too much of a space then between the previous night, which is the wedding, and the party. It's over. So I think the answer is to, like, if you're having a day two, have it first thing in the morning.
Literally.
I want the mother of the bride to stand over me with two naggins over her nipples, spraying them at me going, let's fucking go, baby.
Okay, can I help you see the reality of that, though?
Oh, please do.
I was just at a wedding this weekend. One of my best mates got married. Genuinely beautiful wedding and one of the better day twos I've been at.
Did they choose the suit for you, by the way?
No.
Oh, no. Oh. Did they not?
No.
Oh.
Did you want to open that up a bit?
Go on.
Fuck you, Mark. Oh, God. Resentment.
You ever seen Bridesmaids? Go on.
Find a new fucking co-host, will you?
Mutley.
Oh, jeez.
Go on. You know Mutley from Wacky Races.
Yeah, no, I'm aware. On, I'm aware. On. No, but the reality of an early day too.
Yeah.
A lot of the lads are bald. They're sitting in a beer garden. It was a lovely day. And they're just like...
Wait there. The reality of a day two is that a lot of the lads are bald. In terms of when you're sitting down to do the dreaded wedmin, bald men is very much not high. Okay, so we've got steak and then we've got a few non-meat options. Yeah, what are we going to do for the bald guys? Okay, go on. Sorry, continue your point. But that is a loose segue. Go on, though.
What I'm trying to say, Mark,
yeah,
is that there is a lot of Irish men who don't necessarily take care of themselves.
Yes.
Literally boiling in a smoking area from, you know, the midday sun.
Yeah.
Just melting.
Yeah.
Blisters literally, you know, developing on their head.
Well, Irish men famously don't, like, Irish, at the moment we're having good weather.
Yes.
Irish people across the board are not wearing enough SPF.
No.
And I, this is a hill that I am going to die on. And I think in around 5 years, the entire country will go, how the fuck were we walking around every day? Like, we will look at not wearing SPF in the same way that we now look at smoking.
Totally.
Because we will just be like, Jesus, Ireland has the highest skin cancer rates.
Yeah.
Across Europe, I think. I think it's like, and it's on the increase. It's shocking.
It's the only cancer in my family, genuinely.
Is it?
Like, I'm so lucky on both sides of my family, but skin cancer, nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, and by the way, the worst thing about it is it's the most preventable.
Oh, absolutely.
SPF every single day. Every single day of the week, you should be wearing SPF. Irish lads, like, there's a certain subset of Irish man. Mm-hmm. And forgive me now if this sounds ageist, but they're like 55 to 75. I saw a guy last week and like, I genuine, like, cowhide. That guy hasn't been within 4 inches of a bottle of sun cream in his entire life. He is just like, he is literally like
a point of principle that they don't put it on.
Yeah, it's genuinely.
Sure, at all times. It doesn't. Yeah, you are literally dying. You're cooking yourself, actually. You're poached.
Interesting accent that you did for that one, but I've seen this guy and he's so leathery. I'd be surprised if Daniel Day-Lewis didn't like relocate to his lower back to try and make shoes there for a month. Daniel, like, relax. You're a good. You don't. Oh yeah, I should probably move to China. You don't need to move to China, Daniel.
Okay, I'll tell you what really, really annoys me, and this is from my drinking days. Hmm. The revisiting of every single thing from the night before.
Oh, Mike. How are you, Chief? Sorry? Yeah, how are you, Skin? What time did you call it at then last night? It doesn't matter. I don't know you, man. You're the husband of my wife's school. I'm never going to talk to you after this. It's over. I had to endure a 7-minute conversation with you about Breaking Bad over the starter yesterday. By the time the amuse-bouche came, I was ready to throw myself into the sea. I've never seen Breaking Bad. You're the worst salesman for Breaking Bad ever.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, yeah. How? Jeez, what time did you guys call it last night? It doesn't matter what time. I don't care. Oh, did you see the person, Dan? Yeah, we all saw it. The chat at weddings is completely poisonous.
Awful.
But I feel the one saving grace about a day two is that at least by then people are like, the veneer of wanting to integrate with the rest of the group is completely gone. You don't need, it's just, it's over.
Yeah, but I do think there's those people who they consider themselves, oh, I'm great with people, and they still potter around. Just go away. I am done with you.
Our day two, we didn't expect it, but well, actually, geez, we had this amazing band. It blew the roof off the place. Oh, did it, yeah? Some lad who can do a 90s rap in the middle of fucking, he'll do Alice DJ Better Off Alone and somehow shoehorn in Eminem Without Me, and the crowd goes wild. This is Aural Guantanamo. Yeah. This is next to accidentally poking an earbud too far in your eardrum, you know, when you're doing that.
Yeah,
this is the worst torture of the years. Yeah. Like, the music. I've been roaming around. I'm gone. You're back at the Trevi Fountain, are you? Always looking down at what I see. What is that Irish singer's? You know that I could use somebody. Yeah. It's that Ronan Keating in the bath. Sort of Ronan Keating with the hearing issue. It's the day twos, the music of the. Oh, there's nothing like a good band. Yeah, there is. Good music.
Yeah. Or home.
Or home. Just go home. Oh, and then are you going to feed us at the day two? Oh, no, we thought it'd be much easier to have small plates. Really? So I'm going to stand here in the pub, right? That's awash with morons. Now, there's a crowd like the fucking Croke Park on the day of an All-Ireland to get through, where some lazy 17-year-old has put 3 platters of spring rolls, which are more of an insult to Chinese culture than Wuhan or the fucking Chinese burn or the Chinese whispers. Can we just lay off the Chinese, please? Incidentally, that's what my bloody doctor said to me 3 months ago. Slay off the Chineses. But you know what I mean? Oh yeah, cool. We've just got a platter with spring rolls, those little mini spring rolls, which I could have 17 of. They're like Tangfastics. I could devour a platter before noon and still be hungry. Then you've got sweet chili sauce where you've got Aunt Mildred double dipping as well. So you've got her then lipstick going into the sweet chili dip, okay? And then you've got something that looks like garlic and herb dip, but it's actually blue cheese. So you dip a samosa into it, gone. So you've got the samosa. This is like the genuine attempt at multiculturalism on these platters. It's totally absurd. You've got a slider, okay? Then you've got a samosa, which is literally just peas and muck. And then you've got a mini springer, and then prawns and phyllo pastro. To say that they're not pastry, damn. To say that they're not real prawns as well.
No, that's not at all.